Marc Bérubé is one of those singer-songwriters who is impossible to pin down and impossible to get a feel for with just one song. So we're going to listen to a couple of songs. Yes, he's one of those songwriters that I was just thinking while I was listening to that, actually, while I was actually bopping to that, is, yeah, he's quirky, but he's also solid. He manages to reconcile all these opposites, and he's somewhere in the middle, in the eye of the storm, you'd say. But it's not a storm. See, it's a storm, not a storm. As wonderful a songwriter as he is also a wonderful arranger, and he's just putting out an EP called Tailored to Fit, four big little songs, and on it is a cover of a Leonard Cohen song we all know and love. First, We Take Manhattan. And you'd think it would take a lot of courage to, you know, do another cover of this song, but it's gorgeous. Very, very different. He writes that it was a cover of Leonard Cohen's song that he wrote or did after coming across the lyrics first. So let's have a listen to this while we get in touch with Marc Bérubé. You're listening to Resonance on CJMQ 88.9.
1, 2, 3.
Bérubé and the Patriotic Few. There will be performing this Saturday at La Boque et Pierre at 9 p.m. And we have Mark on the line. Mark, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, there you are. It's nice to have you here on the show. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's like, there are so many things I'd like to ask you, but I'm sort of rubbing my hands.
Oh, really?
Excuse me. But I really want to start with your musical journey, and I where did it start?
Well, my mom was a singer, so I guess to say it really started at quite a young age, and then she got me started at piano lessons around 5 years old, and then we moved to Africa, and the richness of music coming out of Southern Africa, well, for eons, but especially at that period in the 80s, was pretty mind-boggling. So it's definitely a whole assortment of influences, but I guess music was just always in the house.
So you started very young on the piano. And, well, there's so many influences in your music. That's why I wanted to just start talking about that right away and how smoothly you seem to blend them in and from one piece to another, but within one piece.
Well, thank you.
How did you, have you always been open-minded? Are you from an open-minded family?
My parents are vagabonds, more or less. They didn't have any fear to kind of jump up and change places, and that definitely helped always. You know, when you have a reference point like that from a very young age, it keeps the doors open on all fronts.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always very welcoming to anybody that came by the house, too, so we always had a very vast array of people, especially in Africa or Manitoba or the West Coast. There was always a very colorful variety of people that came through the house, so I guess that all helped with keeping the mind open a bit.
How long did you live in Africa?
I was there between age 6 and 11, so it was most of elementary school.
Hmm. Where?
In Swaziland.
Hmm.
It's a small country. It takes about an hour and a half to drive across it, but it's in between South Africa and Mozambique.
Hmm. Were you in a rural center or an urban center?
My dad was working at the university.
Hmm.
So we lived on the university campus, which was in a rural area. So.
And then you moved back to Canada. Whereabouts?
Back to Manitoba.
Hmm. Do you remember?
That's where I was born. And
okay.
And my dad's Quebecois, but my mom's Anglophone from Manitoba.
Interesting.
So then we lived there for a couple of years and then moved out to Vancouver.
And but you're no longer in Vancouver.
In Montreal.
You're in Montreal. How long have you been in Montreal for?
It's about 3 years, almost 3 years to the day now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you if you remember there being a culture shock when you were 11, moving from Africa to Manitoba, but, you know, I could ask the same thing about moving from BC to Montreal.
Well, actually, you know, moving back to Canada, even though I was born and I'm Canadian, moving back from Africa was... That was a whipping story for sure.
Yeah.
That was pretty tough.
It was.
Moving back to Brandon, Manitoba. You know, Brandon's a really nice city, but it's quite a conservative little town.
Mm-hmm.
And moving back there was I think a metaphorical a way to put it was in January. We came back, I think, in September. And that January we had 3 weeks of minus 40.
Ooh.
And I think it was about a good week, which was about minus 50 because of the wind chill. So that was, that gave us a little spanking.
That would be a culture shock coming from anywhere else in Canada.
Yeah, exactly. Let alone, African winters. So.
Yes. And I guess you would have been changing seasons. You would have been in the Southern Hemisphere coming to the Northern Hemisphere as well. It would have been all that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we had the winter in Swaziland and came back to fall. So.
So you've moved around a fair amount, and you've had lots of musical influences. What have been your musical influences, though? What do you like listening to?
I started off as a kid listening to a lot of blues and a lot of South African jazz, and a lot of the kind of 70s folk music. My parents were big Paul Simon fans, and especially when Graceland came out, I think that album, over the tape at the time, we basically ran it into the grave. So that was probably the album of my childhood, I could say, as a musical reference point. And then I went to jazz school and, got caught up in the Canadian indie scene, too, over the last 5-10 years, which is pretty incredible what seems to be coming out of Canada these days alone. So it's quite diverse.
So you studied jazz?
Yeah, I did about a year and a half, and then just realized that music school wasn't for me.
And you went straight into the indie world?
Yeah, well, I did a degree in English literature. I was kind of doing it at the same time, so I finished that degree, and then just started touring, and DIY sort of thing.
I really like the name of your band.
Oh, thank you. Sometimes we don't.
No. Do you have arguments about it?
No, it's just, it's meant to be a bit of a joke, like a tongue-in-cheek, and I guess some people take it literally and think we're this big political statement or something, but...
They take you seriously, like, you know, that you're being very patriotic and
yeah, I guess so. And
clean cut. And
I don't like patriotism, to be honest. Hence the few.
Is your music political in any way? Do you see it as being political in any way?
Well, when I think of political music, I think of political music kind of like along the lines of a spearhead, or they can be a little bit pedantic, you know, saying we should do this, we shouldn't do that, and I really don't like that lyrical approach. I respect it, but just for me personally. So I wouldn't call my music political, but, you know, I'll observe certain things and, you know, make little comments, but I try to veer as far away as I can from anything pedantic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to ask you just about two songs. We just listened to the Leonard Cohen cover you did, mm-hmm. and that's lovely. Well, how did you decide to do a Leonard Cohen cover?
That one, actually, I was reading a compilation of Leonard Cohen's lyrics and came across that tune and just really loved the imagery, and the meter of it struck me as a real blues song. So I actually kind of started humming a little melody independent of the recording. I actually hadn't heard the recording of the song yet. And then kind of wrote a version of the song just based on the lyrics, and then went and listened to his and kind of obviously adapted a little bit to the original, but didn't actually do it note for note. So it was a cool process. I hadn't actually, you know, usually you go to do a cover song, you go learn the original. But this one came pretty much straight from the lyrics.
Through
it was cool. It gave me a different way to actually have a connection with the song without being initially hindered by what you hear, what your ears tell you.
Mm-hmm. And so much of his music is about the lyrics, isn't it?
My aunt got me the live, excuse me, I got a bit of a cough, the Live in London double disc. And, you know, it's just, he just, there's so much space and in between certain songs, he just says the lyrics, you know, before the song. And, there's only one Leonard Cohen.
Yep. But there's only one of you, too. You have a very, very original style. You don't make compromises. I'm really enjoying discovering your music.
Thank you very much, Julie.
We're going to listen to a song to go out, and so I'll just ask you about the song a little bit. This is Yesterday's Halo, and we're going to listen to the live version.
Okay.
Recorded in Victoriaville.
Yeah.
But how did this song come to you? Does this song have a story, or just...
Yeah, a little bit. I was on tour. I used to be in a group called The Fugitives. And out of Vancouver, it was a spoken word group. And we were on tour in Kingston. I think we had a show there, and I guess this was about 4 or 5 years ago. And it was about -25, but we were dressed in fall jackets and freezing our little asses off. And it was a cross-Canada tour, so we hit Montreal and we hit Kingston, and you know, just, you get to see the breadth of this country, and, you know, being a prairie boy, but then also living in the, kind of the big centers of Vancouver and Montreal, you get to see a kind of a breadth of Canada. And I find there's a lot of, I mean, any culture has a lot of nostalgia that people use to base the collective identity upon. And I've always found that extremely interesting. And so the song is a bit about that, if that answers your question at all, clearly.
It's a wonderful introduction. Wonderful. So we're going to listen to Yesterday's Halo, and we're going to wish you a wonderful show on Saturday at La Boque Bière.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
That was Marc Bérubé, who will be performing with his group, The Patriotic Few, and expect originality and charm at that concert. It's at 9 p.m. So as I said, this was recorded live at Au Vieux Saint-Pierre in Victoriaville, which is a lovely little place to hear music if you're ever up that way. Yesterday's Halo.
It's cold on the streets tonight, as you walk from place to place. The blue halo of TV screens hit the sidewalk in the side of your face. You say this used to be the capital. Now it's just a town in neon signs. You say innocence is for those who believe that the guilty just didn't pay at the door. You say, where didn't go my hometown halo? So she looks under the soles of her shoes. She says, yeah. Driver's making conversation. Says he was a doctor in Lebanon. Now he's got four kids and an exit in Montreal in February. Then he drops us off at the corner. Says, may God be with us always. Everything has a price, he says. But you don't realize how much some of us have to pay. And I say, where did it go? My country's halo. So I look under the soles of my shoes. And I say, yes, yes, yesterday's got nothing to
recorded at Auvieux Saint Pierre in Victoriaville, Marc Bérubé. Now, once again, 50 Wellington North is the address of La Boquebière. The show starts at 9 p.m. this Saturday. I do not know the price of the tickets. I mean, it's always very reasonable at La Boquebière. But whatever it is well worth it to discover this man's music, Marc Bérubé, and the patriotic few. Patriotic or not, you can head off to that show. Now, Mark said that he spent a good part of his childhood in the southern Africa country of Swaziland.